I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined in the studio now by a trio of guests, Emma Whitt, Melanie Davis, and Julie Knight. They're all part of the Opera Theater Ensemble's production of The Telephone and the Medium. It's happening this Friday and Saturday at Murray State. Ladies, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, this work of Giancarlo Menotti, who wants to, without giving any spoilers, kind of tell us what it's about?
Well, do we want to cover The Telephone first?
Yeah, sure. So, The Telephone is a short, one-act, you know, comic opera. It's centered on two characters, my character Lucy, and then a guy named Ben. And throughout this opera, Ben is trying to, you know, ask Lucy something very important. I'm not going to say what because that will spoil the opera. But the entire time, Lucy keeps getting distracted by her phone. Like, I counted 5 phone conversations in this 25-ish minute opera. So it's constant. Yeah, and that is the gist of The Telephone. Do you guys want to cover the medium?
Yeah, the medium's a little spookier. It's about an old woman, sort of clairvoyant woman named Madame Flora, and she loses her grip between reality and the supernatural world. So it's definitely a little creepier.
Lots of fun surprises in that one.
Yes.
Do you know about when these operas were composed? Are they 20th century or?
Yeah, they're both 20th century.
Mid, late? Yeah.
I would say mid. Yeah. Agree. Music history professors might be shaking their heads, but I think it's mid 20th.
And yeah. I am not a very versed in opera. How important is Giancarlo Menotti?
I think in the grand span of when you're looking at the most influential opera composers, he's probably not one of the most, you know, when we think of operas, a lot of people think of Mozart and Verdi and Rossini and people like that. But yeah. His contribution to more modern opera is pretty significant, I would say. It's not.
Yeah.
Are there any themes or anything that links The Telephone and the Medium together? I mean, I assume they were composed simultaneously, or are they just performed together?
I'm not even sure if they're usually performed together.
Are.
Oh, they are?
Yeah,
oh,
they're
okay.
Usually on a double bill.
They usually are, yes.
Is that because of length?
Yeah, it's because of length. Yeah. The Telephone runs just about 20 minutes, mm-hmm. while mm-hmm. the Medium is about an hour. So typically just to fill the time for like a full program, they're usually performed together. But honestly, there's really no correlation between the two. There's a stark difference in style and mood.
Yes.
Of both operas, the characters are not even close.
But if there were to be a theme, I would say maybe like a break in communication, a lack of communication might be something within both of them.
That's a good point.
It's been, as you said before we went on the air, 2 years since there's been an opera performed here at Murray State University. So give me your best thumbnail pitch. Why should someone who's even vaguely interested in seeing an opera come to see this performance?
Well, I think personally that opera is something that we don't, in Western Kentucky, we don't really get much exposure to in this area. And so whenever it happens, it's a really great kind of cultural experience for people to come and see, hey, what is this about? And see the people at Murray State University who put it on, because I think it's a really, really cool thing that we get to do. It's an art form that not very many people can say that they do in their lives.
Yeah.
Well, what about that? For the three of you, how much opera experience do any of you have?
My first opera was Hansel and Gretel 2 years ago. But that really was, like, you know, like what got me thinking, oh, wow, opera is something I really love and kind of what I want to do. So it's really great that we are getting these opportunities to do these operas, you know, while we're in our undergrad here in Murray State. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a lot different than getting an aria from an opera in your studio class. And you sort of perform it as a solo piece when you have stage directions and a whole story and a character to develop, you know, it's a lot more inclusive of everything.
D- Did any of you have any preconceived notions about what being in an opera would entail, and did the actual experience reinforce or kind of negate those notions?
I think that in any kind of situation like this, you kind of have your idea of what you think is going to happen. You know, I'll learn the music. You know, I sing all the time. But in opera, I think it's got its own special challenges. All of us have been in musicals. You know, we've done shows. But when you combine the kind of vocal athleticism that opera requires of you, as well as, you know, the blocking, the stage direction, and the acting, it is really different from being just like in a stage musical or a straight play, because you've got that physical aspect of the singing while also thinking of all these dramatic elements, and it takes a lot more time than you would think. Everything in opera is really stretched out, and you have to make all of those choices really kind of fill all of that musical time. It's interesting.
Both of these productions are double cast. Do you know the reasoning behind that? Is it to get more people the opportunity to participate?
I think so, yeah.
For sure. It's definitely an educational thing. I mean, especially because most of these operas only have a small list of characters. I mean, the medium only has about 6 to 7.
The telephone has 2.
Yeah. So it's to give everyone exposure and use it as an educational opportunity so we all get the chance to do something like this.
And Emma and Melanie, you're playing the same character, Madame Flora. I don't know if it's better to ask you this or maybe to ask Julie, but any obvious differences between the two approaches to the same character?
I'm not sure. I think one of the best things about being double cast is, I don't know, Emma had to do the very first run through without a book, so I sort of got to sit back and see the trouble spots, because we really have the same sort of difficult parts in the show. So really we help each other sort of get the same concept across, same idea.
It's a really helpful thing because we're able to bounce ideas off of each other. But in terms of like the approach that we take, I think both of us kind of have the similar kind of mindset that we go about when we tackle something like this.
And Julie, I think your challenge in a two-person production is always, you don't really have anywhere to hide. You were approaching Lucy, what was important for you to keep in the front of your mind going about this production?
For me, I don't have nearly as much acting experience as Emma and Melanie. So it was both finding, what I wanted to do with this character and what worked and what didn't. And then also, you know, being in communication with, the person who was opposite with me, which in my cast is Nathan Arnold, and in the other cast, it's Livy how do you say Livy's last name? I never
Livy Grigorowicz.
Livy Grigorowicz and Jackson Gray. So for each of us, it was like, okay, how are we two interacting versus how are they two interacting, and just what's going on in the character's head.
Well, what else do we need to know about the telephone and the medium ahead of the performance this weekend?
Well, they're both in English, so
that's good.
That is always a good thing.
You can understand it.
No scary language barriers.
Yes.
I think people who are interested in coming this weekend should keep in mind that there are lots of things that you would experience in coming to see these. I mean, you'll laugh, you'll be a little spooked, you know. It's got a lot going on, and I think don't just come to see it for the opera itself, but to see the representation from the students from Murray State and what they've been working so hard for the past few months to put on.
Performances are going to be Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the Performing Arts Hall in the Price Doyle Fine Arts Building. Tickets are $10 at the door, and students get in free with an ID, so there's no excuse not to go. Well, thank you very much, Julie Knight, Emma Witt, Melanie Davis, for coming by today and talking opera with me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We're your home for music and news that sound good.
It's Wednesday, April.